The first reading for today is from Job, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Man born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He springs up like a flower and withers away. Like a fleeting shadow, he does not endure. Do you fix your eye on such a one? Will you bring him before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. Man's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone till let him alone till he has put in his time like a hired man. This is the word of the Lord.
From our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. The term choose, there are different kinds of theologies out there that we are kind of hesitant to use some of the words from because of the way they could be misunderstood, like the idea of making a decision in your service to Christ. We in the Lutheran Church try and stay away from that term because there are ways that the word decision comes into what's called a decision theology, takes away from God getting all the credit, involves us doing some of the work, some of the effort coming to Christ versus Christ just revealing himself to us. There are another word that we are hesitant to use is that word choose, because the idea of choose means that you're making a concerted effort, a decision yourself. But realistically, when we get right down to it, we know that we do have a choice that we do make. Whether we're comfortable with the way that word comes out at times or not. God comes to us in His Holy Spirit, reveals Himself to us, and now gives us the opportunity, if you will, to choose not to pay attention to Him. If we choose God, then we know that the Holy Spirit is the one who really gets the credit for leading us to that. But we do have the opportunity to turn away and to reject God. So there is an active choice, if you will. It's just a matter of who gets the credit. If I choose to go away from God, yeah, I get the blame, the credit, the blame. If I choose to follow God, the Holy Spirit does. But there is something that has to be done with that. We do have to, in a sense, make that decision, that choice, and where will that lead us? What will we do with that? The book of Job, which is our Old Testament reading from today, from chapter 14, is a book of great tragedy. That's the way it reads all the way through, up until the very end. And at the very end, it becomes a book of comfort, because we see how this saint of God went through all kinds of trouble, turmoil, and persecutions and loss, and came through it without faltering. Oh, I'm sure he had his days, without a doubt, because we hear him listening to his friends, and his friends are saying, why don't you just curse God so that you can die? Curse God so he'll kill you and put you out of this kind of misery you're going through. But Job knew that that was not the right way to go, and he certainly wasn't going to curse God. In fact, he goes the opposite in that. Job makes this valuable life-saving decision, if you will. And he understands that it's not man's opinion or accusations or personal misunderstandings or feelings that are really significant here. What is significant is knowing God and trusting in God and believing in God. God has given us a choice, if you will, to follow him. And mind you, there's only one choice here. It's very simple. Do you follow God or do you follow yourself? Now, that yourself can involve a whole lot of other things. It may involve other beliefs, other philosophies, other ideas of faith. But no matter where they come from, they rest in you if you're paying attention to those versus paying attention to God. Nowadays, it's almost impossible to call a company anymore on the phone. Try that. Try and get to a real person. It's so frustrating. I mean, nowadays it's not even a person that's actually calling you most of the time on the phone. It's the credit card company just telling you you have good credit, but I hung up long before I got to that point again after, you know, it's automated, boom, it goes down. Even more so at political times of the year, quickly. I don't want to talk to anybody about that. I know what I want to do. But this automated system stuff, boy, you know, there was a time, most of us are old enough to remember this, there was a time when you actually would be asked to press a number if you had a dial tone phone versus if you had a rotary phone. I even still have a, it's about half the size of a credit card and about maybe 4 or 5 times as thick, but it's a little device that has just a little watch battery in it, and it's so you can make the tones, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, doot, doot, doot. You would hold that up to your rotary phone and touch that in, and you could have a dial tone on your rotary phone for getting through these stupid automated systems. Crazy that we even had that. And I know the kids are going, what's a rotary? Party lines in our days, you know. If you would like to speak to someone in English, press 1. Really? I'm thinking, you know, pick all the other languages as pressing something, but probably 95% of the people that are calling you are going to speak in English, but that's okay. You know, if you'd like your balance information, press 4. If you'd like to speak to a real person, or at least think that you will at some point during the day, please press 5, and we'll put you on hold, and you can listen to our Muzak, you know. And then if you're absolutely fed up with automated phone systems, then hang up now. You know, that's an easy one. We can get there. All these choices that we have to make at times. And then some of you might do like I do, and you're saying, operator, 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 thinking that that's going to get you something when rarely it does, but once in a while, you know. God doesn't clutter up his work with us with all kinds of multiple choice decisions. God makes it really simple. I wish that I had more tests back in my school days that were designed by God and not by people, because I wouldn't have the all of the above, the none of the above, or perhaps something from another question might answer your question. What do you want to choose? God makes it very simple. Either you're for me or you're against me. That's it. Are you for me or are you against me? Job's amazing statement of faith, absolutely amazing statement of faith, was, though they kill me, or actually, though he kill me, as in God, though he kill me, I will hope in him. Even if God demands my very life, I will hope in him. Now, that is holding up your faith versus the ways of the world, because too many folks have hope in the ways of the world, which really is no hope at all. It's a hope that might get you from day to day and through your days in this life, but it leads you nowhere at the end. And when you die, you're done. You're gone. And then you live in eternity without hope. Versus hoping in the Lord, following God, and trusting in him, and knowing that there may be people all around me, even loved ones, that choose to do their own thing, go their own way, believe their own ideas. If we hope in the Lord, if I hope in the Lord, then I'm set. Because we know what that hope is dependent on. We have a choice to make. We need to make that choice. And hopefully, you've already made it years ago. But if you haven't, we need to choose now who we're going to follow. We need to choose, are we going to have hope? Or are we going to have no hope at all? Are we going to choose to live with God, even in the midst of despair or depression or trouble? Because it's going to continue all the days of our life. We're warned of that. It's going to be there. And sometimes you might avoid some of that trouble and hardship if you deny God. But then where does that leave you? And who do you have to turn to when the next big wave comes over your head? Versus holding on to God and trusting in God and knowing that He will be with us. I mean, we make our choices. You choose to eat right or have a poor diet, right? I'm working on it. We choose. It's a struggle. We choose. Are we going to smoke or are we going to not smoke? Are we going to drink or are we going to not drink? We choose. And our choices are very simple. It's that way with God. It's a very simple choice. You choose God, you follow Him. You choose yourself, and you spend an eternity without Him. It's cut and dried. God took what was going to be the most major decision of all that had to be made and actually threw it on His own shoulders. Because when He sent Jesus to the cross, when Jesus died on that cross, He took away that sin that would separate us from God. He took away that guilt that would hold us back. And He said, I'm here for you, and I'm going to suffer and die in your place. And then in His resurrection, we know that that decision of God saved us. So we can choose God and know what is ahead. And while we may face pain and trouble and persecutions in this life, at the end of this life, even though we didn't get it right, even though we were not perfect, Christ was. And we're saved. And that final judgment day is coming. It's coming soon, and that's what even our gospel is really dealing with, the idea that it's coming soon, as the Master is looking for us to get those talents into action because He's getting ready to come back. You know, the end of the church year is here. We're getting to the end of the calendar year as well in 7 more weeks. If you haven't already bought those calendars, or maybe you're someone like me that gets about 3 of them or 4 of them given to them at Christmas time, you know, we'll have all those new calendars to roll over and to get into. It's an opportunity to start now marking down all those important dates again. The days are determined. And as Job notes, man born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. What we have to recognize is that today may be the last day for us to do the Lord's work. It's a possibility. He could come back at any moment. It's a possibility. It doesn't mean we don't plan for the future. It doesn't mean that we don't work towards our goals. It doesn't mean that you've got this project that's not going to be completed until a few years down the road. You know, keep going on your project, but remember and keep in mind that it is a real possibility that today's the day the Lord's coming. We're careful about that because we don't want the people working on the highways to stop working, you know. We only preach it so much to them, you know, of course. Please keep working, and if we go, don't worry about it. But, you know, we have to keep up the projects. We have to keep up the tests. We have to keep up living. You keep up your investments. You keep up your work. You keep up your family. But you do realize that today may be our last day. And if it is our last day, how will we be found when the Lord comes? Will we be working for Him? Will we be serving Him? Will we be praising His name? Or will we be following some other path? Today's the day that we have to choose to follow God. Even if we made that conscious effort and decision and choice and affirmation of faith and confirmation or joining a church at some other point, we have to choose God. Man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. You're going to face trouble. You're going to face persecution. You're going to struggle. You're not going to be able to just get through this life without any problems. Because if you were looking at from this point on not having any more problems, any more struggles, or any more pains whatsoever, then my response would be pack your bags because you're going to heaven then. Because that's the only way to avoid it. today we hear the vows of our confirmand for Alexa, for Lexi, as she proclaims that this faith that she has been taught and learned is the faith that she holds on to. It's the faith in her family. It's a legacy of faith. And here we've got Grandpa Denny. And did y'all know Dan and Denny are twin brothers? If you didn't know that, you know, you can't tell that just by them sitting there, can you? You know, it's like, yeah, obviously here. And Denny, you know, certainly his grandpa, he would have loved to have been able to do the work that Dan did, but he lives up north. And so, you know, we take care of each other is what it is, and in the family. And so since his beloved brother wasn't able to be there, then Dan took on the role for that to help him. But this is the faith of their family. This is the faith of their tradition and the faith of their life. And of ours too. And she joins in that family of faith that's not just her family clan, but this whole family, the body of Christ. When she makes her good confession to the Lord. In our late service, we're going to be receiving Sally Hoffman into membership. She's been worshiping with us for some time. She finally retired. She had been working every Sunday pretty much for the last 10 plus years. And so Carl had been here, but not Sally. And you wondered, thought Carl was a widower or something. No, he's married. It's just she can't be here on Sundays. But now she's here all the time, and she's joining the congregation. She's going to make her vow of good faith toward the Lord, and we're so thankful for that. For all of us, though, as we make our vows and covenants before the Lord, we need to recognize that this may be the day. We're still going to plan to volunteer to help out over here. We're still going to be a part of that mission or that ministry and look toward it. But we're going to recognize that, just like with Job, that whatever comes next, I'm still going to hold on to God. Whatever I go through next, I'm still going to hang on to the one who can save me. And I'm going to cherish this God who comes to me and know that no matter what, He has me in His hands. Man's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. When the time comes, the time comes. So look away from him and let him alone till he has put in his time like a hired man is given to us for taking care of each other. We're God's servants, and we're called to work. We are hired hands. We're called to go out and to do the work of the Lord wherever it is that we are and however and whenever we're able. But those days are numbered. So today would be a good day to choose to serve God. Job hoped for what has now been fulfilled, and we can stand tall in this knowing about the resurrection. And we're given a choice. It's either ourselves or God. We're reminded that in the church, we know that really the clock is ticking and it's counting down. There isn't much time left. How much time for each of us or for all of us, I don't know. But I can say, in God's word and understanding that, He's coming soon. Will you be ready? Choose now. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.